Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal stars Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake. Sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, an early break. Fun show so far. You got the podcast at theticketfm.com. We are now joined, as we are every Thursday, in the 7 o'clock hour by 24/7 Sports, Mike Schaefer. Hello, Michael.
Maybe it'll rebrand to 27/4 Sports.
That'd be kind of 27. That'd be an off-brand, right?
The guest,
the offshoot.
This would be like the, if there was like a China knockoff version of it, that's what it would be.
Basically.
27/4 Sports.
The guests keep rolling in.
Yes.
I want to say thanks to Rick Heyman. And again, thanks to Steve as garage doorman. Thanks for listening.
Yes, he helped to keep the stuff out of his garage.
Got garage Rick's door. Garage door. Schaefer just bought a house. Rick's garage door was broken for how long?
Like a week and a half.
A week and a half.
Yeah.
Couldn't put it down for a week and a half.
It's stuff just going in it probably.
That's tough. I had it the other way last spring where the spring actually broke on the garage door.
Yep.
And then it wouldn't go back up.
Yep.
Yeah, we had that problem.
And there was like a week where it's like you could tell something wasn't right. And I was just telling Shelby, I was like, it's an old garage door. It probably just needs like some grease, it's cold. Well, this was right around when probably it was like negative 30 degrees. Yeah. So it was last February.
Geez. The worst
and
time
so,
ever.
That really accelerated the death of the spring. And so eventually it just went out and I called this company and they actually came out in like one day.
Really?
So it worked out fantastically for me. Unfortunately for Rick, like a week and
that would give me
a lot of consternation.
How many coyotes came into my garage? Raccoons or
foxes?
Is there a badger in here at all?
Fox, badger, possum.
Yeah,
I would want
a camera on the garage. Say what all came into my garage this week and a half span.
You know, we had a possum in our garage for a period of days, and it would just stay in there. And Trix would work in the garage and not worry about the possum,
but she knew it was there.
Yeah.
Because she said,
I ain't going in the garage.
Don't they hiss at you?
No, not if you threaten them, they could.
If you're in their presence, they might hiss them.
Generally, they just play possum.
Yeah. They're not possums are particularly aggressive animals.
No, they're not. No, I had a possum. You've seen our chicken coop, right? You've seen it.
I have seen the
you
chicken.
You talked to the chickens.
I talked to the chickens. They
it was
listened.
Very disconcerting,
they
by the
to
way.
Me too.
Jake did not know I was watching. And I look over and he's talking to the chickens. Anyway, we had a possum in the chicken coop. And it was, now I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble with Pete. I'll keep this PG. The possum was up on the wiring, on the fence that encloses the chicken coop. And it was on there. And Trix is like, you got to get that possum out of there. And I'm like, okay. So I went and got the blower, the leaf blower, and just I thought that would do it. Okay. It didn't. The possum just stuck on there. I mean, it was just stuck on there.
Yeah. Tighter.
Yeah, he was fine.
You pissed him off even more.
Then I went and got a shovel. And I didn't take full swings, but I hit him pretty good. Stayed there. Called animal control after that. Animal control guy comes in. You know what he does?
What do you do?
Comes in, grabs the possum by the tail, takes it out.
You're like,
without incident.
I should have done that before.
Without incident.
Yeah. I would like to point out that you shouldn't worry about that story with PETA because you have the other one where you took the hammer and you ended an animal's life.
That's right.
And you told it multiple times on air.
The muskrat in Columbus.
So if PETA was going to come after you, it would have already happened. So I don't think you have to worry about
it. It was a dying muskrat.
He looked at you.
It was a dying muskrat.
Well, look, you don't have to explain
it. And here's what happened. My boss was a hard ass. Can I say
hard
that?
Hard ass, yeah. Sure.
Can I say that on the radio? Hard
sure.
ass?
It's the fifth time.
And Zook. Oh, Zook, you know, he knew I was a tender heart. You know, he was always trying to tough me up. He was a Marine, and he was always trying to do things to tough me up, make me eat hot peppers and stuff, just various stuff to toughen me up.
Did it work?
I don't know. Do
you feel tougher now?
I said, do you feel tougher?
And then, so he had the guys gather around this dying muskrat, and said, "Sipple, you gotta hit this thing on the head to put it out of its misery." And I was like, what? No way. I'm not doing this. He goes, yes, you are. Here's the hammer. And literally, the guys were gathered around. You know, there's like 7-8 guys I worked with. And they're like, you got to do this, Sipple.
Chanting one of us?
No. But they said, you got to do this. You got to do this. And I'll never forget, as long as I live, I went to hit the muskrat, and it looked at me right as I was hitting it. Like, you really going to do this?
Was it a sad, like, cowering look or like
yeah,
a pissed,
it was
like,
sad.
How dare you
It was
look?
Sad. I don't even know why I'm bringing this up because it was sad. It had to happen, though. I mean, Zook was right. I mean, this had to happen.
I love how often this story comes up.
It's always worth it every time it comes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not, like, trying to end it by any means.
No, it's over. The story's over. The story.
I love that you were worried about PETA with the blower and the shovel, and the possum was ultimately fine, but the muskrat can't say the same.
Well, the muskrat was already dying.
Yeah.
So I think PETA would say you did the proper thing.
Well, I mean...
What would have been a better option? Try
this,
to nurse it
in
back
this country, we don't believe in assisted suicide, Steve, so... I mean,
he's got a point there, Sip. He's got a point.
All right, we better talk about real sports.
You don't want to talk about Kevorkian?
No, Jack, no, not Jack. Is there a Kevorkian that bats cleanup for the A's or something?
No.
All right, let's talk something else.
Yes, if you have any questions for Schaefer, please call or text 402-464-5685. By the way, this hour is sponsored by Trek CBD.
It used to be.
Two locations in Lincoln. We'll get to that here in a second. Schaefer, so the Big Ten apparently is looking at eliminating divisions and just going to one conference, no East, no West. I would ask you this. What are the pros and what are the cons to that? And what list has more?
For me, the pros are I don't think divisions really do a whole lot for you. I don't know that you can look at a conference and say that there's one really just even divisions in that major conference. I mean, you don't have it in the SEC. You don't have it in the Big Ten. I don't know. Maybe the ACC if Clemson isn't as good as they have been, but basically if Clemson's on one side of your conference and Notre Dame isn't in the conference as a full member, then you don't really have another team that registers at that level. So I understand the idea of them to help divide and make scheduling easier. But it ultimately just sort of creates, I think, bad feelings amongst it. I mean, you would rather be in the SEC East than the SEC West right now. And how many better teams are in the SEC West? Georgia, I know, just won the national championship. But still, like, they have the path of least resistance
for
compared
sure.
to Alabama.
No doubt about it.
Because they don't have to play Auburn and Mississippi State and, you know, LSU and Texas A&M. They sometimes have to, but they don't always have to. So I look at it in the Big Ten, and it's just like, to me, if you can eliminate those divisions, you can set it up if you have to have a – which I would eliminate a conference championship too, but the value of that has always been somewhat tied to just making more money for the conference and ultimately harms the teams more
lucrative
than it helps. So, I'm like a full-on anarchist, I guess, when it comes to this. But assuming you're keeping the conference championships, I'm fine with eliminating the divisions. I do think you have to figure out how you protect certain matchups so that they always happen. I had a friend of mine basically send me, he's been like pushing for this for years. He's got like this master spreadsheet of each Big Ten team would have three guarantees, and then it would... you know, the other five games would shift every year, and you would sort of be able to work a schedule around that math. I don't know. I haven't, like, fully dived into that, but people obviously have. So there's ways that you can do it. I would be fine with it. And, you know, I get that there's some concern that if you're a Nebraska fan, it's like, oh, no, the Big Ten's going to schedule Michigan and Michigan State and Ohio State and all of these teams. And it's like, they already do that. You're already having that. I mean, so what are you actually scared of here?
The way I think they'd work it, or one suggestion that was in the Athletic article, is they would have you'd be in pods, I guess. Nebraska would have three standard opponents every year.
So three, like an Iowa, Minnesota, and a Northwestern.
Yeah, who would Wisconsin be? Yeah, who would be the three?
I don't know because Wisconsin would have Iowa, Minnesota, and then I think there's probably another matchup that registers.
Northwestern.
Northwestern.
You know, and you could have a pod of Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and then they're all guaranteed to play each other. Northwestern, Illinois, and someone else, and then, you know, you have to make sure that Indiana. Well, you could do Northwestern, Illinois, Indiana, Purdue, and then but then you have the complaints of, oh, look at how much more difficult.
Right.
You're always going to have those complaints. I mean, scheduling is always going to be uneven because you don't play every team once. You're always going to have those complaints. But I don't see any real value in divisions anymore. I just don't. I haven't for a long time.
Yeah, this wasn't always a complaint, though, right? Divisions?
No, I mean, it made things more simplistic, but as we've gone along, the value of the conference championship has gone down because the value of the number four or three or two or one spot in the college football playoff is all that matters. I mean, we basically shifted this whole thing where the only discussion that really matters in November is who's one through six, and does six have a real chance to get to four? And could four lose to somebody that they play the rest of the way?
Can't argue with that.
It's not really ever, oh, man, how great would it be if these two teams went out and they play in the SEC championship game or the Big 12 or, you know, whatever. That doesn't matter. People don't talk about that. They talk about the college football playoff. I mean, that's the reality.
I think the sport has shifted. Yeah, the sport has definitely shifted. I would say I did enjoy the SEC championship game.
You're an Alabama fan.
Yeah. Yeah,
it wasn't an entertaining game.
But 41-24, right? Was it a blowout?
It was entertaining.
Well, yeah, if you're specifically the subset of the team that won by 17 points, sure.
Of course, you had a great time. Yeah,
I've always been that sort of college football fan who just
likes to turn it on and watch games.
Yeah, like I liked the fact that Iowa played Michigan for the Big Ten title. I thought it wasn't a good game. It was a terrible game, but. I thought the matchup was kind of neat, right? See, I still like that.
The only conference championship game that was, like, entertainingly good was the Big 12. Hmm. And it came down to a last-second, basically dive play, defensive play, whatever. Otherwise, the ACC blowout, Big 10 blowout, SEC blowout, mm-hmm. Pac-12 blowout.
See, there's different ways to look at these things. Like, okay, you can look at it as pure entertainment – And just block out the impact it has on how it affects the college football playoff.
Right? It's hard for people to do that.
I know.
Everything is geared, and I mean, ESPN has shifted so much of the coverage to these are the four teams, which is great because then they'll whine on the back end of no one seems to care about the rest of these games. But
what I'm getting
they're
at,
doing Jake, it to themselves.
What I'm getting at is we're pretty far removed from all this in Nebraska. Right.
Well, yeah, because Nebraska's not a college football
player. Right, so we're far removed. Therefore, we are far removed. Therefore, I just enjoy the conference title games. I don't really think about ramifications.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I just enjoy, okay, I'm going to watch Georgia Alabama.
Well, just think of what the conversation in this state has been. Man, it'd be great if Nebraska could get to a bowl game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
So, yeah, I mean, when you're not in the conversation of playing in the college football playoff, then you probably do look at it a little bit differently.
Yeah, but, Clemson fan would have a much different take than they wouldn't probably just say, I just like watching conference championship games because they're impacted by it all.
And it doesn't sound like they're going to get rid of the conference championship game. That's just where I come in at it. But the division thing, that does feel like there's real momentum to move on from those. Yep. And I'm all for that.
Yeah, I'm fine. I think I'm good with it. I think I'm good.
The benefit of not having divisions is if you still do have a conference championship game, you're going to have the best two teams in the conference for sure. One team that just didn't win the East because they weren't quite as good as the other team, but that's still better than the West
teams. Could be a repeat game though, right?
Yeah, possibly.
That can happen with
divisions.
That
happens anytime.
Yeah, it can happen with divisions.
That can happen anytime.
Yeah.
A repeat.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. So just, you know, Michigan, Ohio State. Play it again.
Yeah, because they're the piece. Maybe.
Now, we got into something there, though. Think about that. The game is, if it stays in late November, is that what we're talking about?
That would be pretty strange to have it played the back-to-back
Michigan State
weeks.
Beat Michigan this past year. Right. Michigan State's beaten Michigan.
No, he's saying maybe back-to-back weeks, though.
Well, no, I get that, but I'm just saying, like, when people immediately go to, well, you'll just get Ohio State-Michigan.
Well, I don't know that, but it could happen.
A lot of fans do that.
Yeah.
Michigan, this is the first conference title they've won, the first division title they've won. Right. They've routinely lost to at least two of Ohio State, Michigan State, and Penn State. Like, so I don't know that you're set up, and I understand it's coming off of their best season. Mm-hmm. Who the hell knows if Jim Harbaugh is going to be their coach?
Well, me and Jake
had
this discussion earlier in the show. He said he characterized Michigan as a beast, and I said, I don't think they're a beast. They were.
What
is,
I feel like
what,
they
what are
took
they labeled as?
Full advantage of everything that happened for them this year to be in that spot, and I expect Ohio State to replace them next year.
I do as well, but where are they in the echelon of the East though? Right now, are they above Michigan State? Are they above Penn State still?
I think they're right. Year? I mean, I think they're right there fighting with Michigan State, Penn State. And themselves as the number two team.
Yeah, we don't have to bicker.
I don't think
about
it's a clear cut number two.
We don't have to bicker about this. I just took issue with him putting Michigan in Ohio State's category. I'm like, they're not.
They were for 1 year.
Yes.
They won the conference and they were in the playoff and they got walloped.
Yeah, like I don't call Michigan State a beast. You know,
I mean, Michigan has yet to exhibit the consistency of a Wisconsin.
There you go, Jake. Really that's where I'm coming from. That's where I'm coming from.
Where Caleb Williams is going to go.
Yeah, what do you
let's get in there. What are you hearing on that, Schaefer?
Yeah, what are you hearing about Caleb Williams?
I read the same thing everybody else.
Caleb Williams.
I'm not actively pursuing leads on where Caleb Williams
I'm not
is
either,
going.
Except I talked to Parker about Caleb Williams possibly to
Wisconsin beat reporter Parker.
Yeah, possibly to Wisconsin to pair with Braylon Allen seems very scary for the rest of the West.
Yeah, I mean, that would be
not bad for us.
That would be wild. It's really hard for me to imagine Paul Chris coaching Caleb Williams. Like, it's a mental thing that I can't quite get to.
Right, who's her OC?
And is everybody, for everyone that's like, Russell Wilson, like,
yeah,
I understand what we think of Russell Wilson right now. I don't think that Russell Wilson had that much hype attached to him when he transferred to Wisconsin.
He was a well-regarded
college quarterback.
Yeah, I think he was a surprise with how well he was.
I don't think that it was expected that he was going to be as good as he was, let alone end up being a Super Bowl champion quarterback.
Okay, I'll agree with his NFL future, but I think he had a lot of expectations for college with Wisconsin.
I think people thought Wisconsin was going to be good. I don't think they thought they were going to be that good.
He was a third-round pick, so he wasn't like supposed to be a great pro. He wasn't a first-round pick, so I get that part.
Right. I mean, if you go look at his seasons at NC State, it's not like he just lit things up there. He had very nice seasons. Caleb Williams, you're talking about like a guy who's expected to be a superstar. I don't know that that was the same sort of thought process with Russell Wilson.
I think it's a scary proposition because of Braylon Allen.
Sure.
Now you have that that
good offensive line.
Yeah.
Good defense.
That offensive line was not that good.
Not this year. It was young.
They gave up a ton of sacks.
It wasn't up to, usually up to their
some of it's Graham Mertz, okay. Sure, but some of it's them too. I mean, they're, you know, this was a year in which Wisconsin's offensive line was not to the standard that you
but
sort
it's
of
typically
expect.
A really good offensive line. I mean, yeah. I'm sure they yeah. expect to bounce back to be
tradition.
Good again next year.
Right. Yeah. Now the question is Caleb Williams using Wisconsin's leverage?
Could be
for NIL leverage at USC. Which I mean, would be a wise play. That's
USC
not a bad play.
Desperately needs them, given that Jackson Dart is gone. And if you miss out on Caleb Williams and Jackson Dart, and then I don't know what they got. I don't know what's left in the portal. But then again, you know, maybe they get Graham Mertz. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
because
trade.
Every.
What a great addition trade. For USC to get Graham
every,
Mertz.
Every single time a quarterback goes somewhere, generally someone has to leave the room. It's just this like endless cycle.
Mertz, what?
Yeah, Mertz? I think USC.
There
fans
was
are
a
still
there was a former
Graham
co-host
Mertz.
Of mine that was very interested in Graham Mertz and like where he could end up, and then wondered if Nebraska would be a good spot.
No,
that same
not.
Person like Jack Cohn as well too.
Well,
Happer?
That same person has a lot of opinions.
Yes,
and no beard currently.
Yeah.
So I don't want to speak of him. But.
Right.
Hey, Mertz in Lincoln?
No, please, no. I don't.
When he said it, I was like you. I sat here just like, what are you, what?
No.
Where is this? Like, Graham Mertz at Northwestern?
Anywhere near
sure.
here.
I could see Graham Mertz as a Northwestern quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Keep him out of Lincoln,
absolutely.
Though. Keep
him out of Lincoln. That makes sense as a fit. Weird. Anyway, the Caleb Williams thing is provocative. That's a very provocative conversation.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen.
For the provocateurs, that is.
Yeah, I go back to your. Like, it's weird to think of him playing for Paul Christ.
Well, yeah, you got
this big time player that it was just Lincoln Riley. Paul Christ is the opposite of Lincoln Riley.
Well, in Madison,
I think so, yeah.
No
Madison
flash,
seems
all
like
boring.
Very, very yeah, different come. Territory than, you know, Inglewood where. USC is basically
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're right. It is very different.
We'll see where he ends up. No news yet.
No,
though,
on
Caleb
that.
Williams
and
in terms
and,
of where
and,
he's going.
And we're not hearing anything about Harbaugh still? Harbaugh?
No, it's still quiet in the NFL. I mean, this morning, Nathaniel Hackett was hired by the Broncos as their head coach.
Oh, why did I miss that?
That was
Nathaniel Hackett.
Right. That's not who I thought they were going to hire.
No, I thought Dan Quinn would be the guy out there.
Yeah.
Or somebody else. Yeah, but as of like 6:20 this morning, middle of the show, Nathaniel Hackett, the Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator, was officially hired by the Broncos as their head coach.
Hire?
Hopefully Brian Flores.
Bring him. No, come on. Who?
I don't think you hire the guy you
okay,
fire.
No, I'm hearing a lot of rumors today that it appears they're getting closer to hiring Brian Daboll as their head coach.
Oh, wow. Over the Giants.
Yeah. The Giants might get Flores.
Okay. Okay.
Weird.
Okay.
Which I'd be jealous of.
How would you feel about Brian Daboll?
I'd like Brian Flores more, or Jim Harbaugh probably, or definitely Sean Payton, who's not going to be coaching probably anywhere next year. Brian Daboll is not the worst candidate, but he's not the best.
Yeah, see, this fascinates me because if you asked me like the day that Mike Zimmer was fired, I would have told you Brian Daboll was my number one choice.
Like, who are the Vikings going to get? They hired a GM yesterday.
D'Amico Ryans or Raheem Morris or Dan Quinn.
And you like Raheem Morris.
Those are the three that basically they've been linked to.
And you like Raheem Morris.
Yeah, because he's coached both sides of the ball, and he's already failed as a head coach. I think that there's sometimes some advantage to someone who knows what went wrong the first time. He's been on Super Bowl contending teams
good
since.
Point.
Like, I think there's real value in that.
Good yeah, point. I think the rumor for a long time was that people thought the Broncos would hire Dan Quinn. They yeah. went with Hackett, so Dan Quinn now has a job opportunity out there. Maybe it's Miami, maybe it's...
So, Minnesota, I think, really likes Dan Quinn,
well,
too. So those three defensive coordinators,
Jake,
essentially.
How much do you know about that? You threw out that possibility of Aaron Rodgers going to Indy. How much do you know about that?
Well, I think with Hackett going to the Packers, his offensive coordinator, that makes... Sorry, that makes the Broncos.
Hackett going to the Broncos.
It makes that a desirable place
wrong
for Aaron Rodgers, yes. But I just think...
How about Rodgers in Denver?
It fits so well in Indianapolis for Aaron Rodgers. Think about that. They have a great running back. They got a great offensive line. The defense is respectable. I mean, Carson Wentz collapsed this year. That team was good, had a chance to make a run through the AFC, and they downright collapsed the last 2 weeks of the season against the Raiders and the Jags.
I think he's going to end up on the Eagles.
Whoa.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You could trade Jalen Hurts and one of your 19 first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers, the Packers.
They
get
do
a quarterback
have a
that they
picks.
Could still compete with right now with a team that, you know, has won 39 games in the regular season the last 3 years.
This feels like a disaster waiting to happen with Rodgers and those fans in Philly.
Well, I think he kind of fits. I mean, Pittsburgh works, Philadelphia works, Denver works, I think all of those. I don't know that the Colts have the cap space to be able to pull it off.
You make cap space to get Aaron Rodgers. You find ways.
You still have to make
your restructure contracts. You cut guys you don't need, and you find a way to get Aaron Rodgers. I'd like the Dolphins to get involved, but
this segment
I guess we're
went
stuck
everywhere.
With
by the
yeah,
way.
It'll keep going
really
places
did.
Too.
Muskrats, Rodgers.
Muskrats to Rodgers.
Yeah, possum.
You never know what you're going to get on Thursday.
Both of them put out of their misery.
More next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.